You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time. We often talk about barbecue in Texas and its essential role in our culture and, our palate, I suppose you could say, in our diet. But it's an odd thing that of all the Texas barbecue joints you might mention, you'd be hard-pressed to find one without a close sign. Can't say that about Sonny Bryan's 24/7. They don't need one of those. Joining us to talk about that is the one and only barbecue editor of Texas Monthly, Daniel Vaughn. Daniel, welcome back to the Standard.
Oh, great to be here.
I'm a little surprised, I won't lie, that there aren't more 24/7 barbecue joints, or I should say places, in Texas. This is the only one?
It is the only one. I mean, there's some gas stations out there where you can, you know, probably get yourself a day-old brisket sandwich and throw it in the microwave, sure. But this is the only one that is a true barbecue joint. This is the original Sonny Bryan's on Inwood in Dallas, opened in 1958 by Sonny Bryan himself. So, yeah, this is a true Texas barbecue joint. And, yeah, they don't put the close sign out, but for Easter, Thanksgiving, and Christmas.
Okay, so they do have one in the back somewhere. Someone has to go and dig it up every now and then. But what strikes me as odd is that as brilliant an idea as this seems to be, at least to me on the surface, this is a relatively new change for a very old place?
Yeah, this change to 24 hours just came into effect in May. Now, there was a gradual change as well. Like when I moved to Dallas in 2001, Sonny Bryan's was that place that it's like, well, yeah, they open, they serve all the barbecue. Once it's sold out, the close sign is up. And that was happening about 1:30, 2 o'clock. And that was really what Sonny's was known for.
I think the assumption was that the barbecue was so good that they would sell out quickly and then just close the doors, right? I mean, what changed?
So the current CEO is Brett Harmon, and what he told me was that maybe Sonny was a bit of a short seller. He would cook as much barbecue as he knew he could sell by about 1:30 so he could go out and have a free afternoon to go ride his bike.
So it wasn't so much that he couldn't, he just didn't want to.
Well, you know, that's the rumor anyway, but certainly one of the things that made it such a great place to go for lunch was that it was just teeming with customers, that you had, the place was just packed, everybody hoping that they could get the meat they wanted, get the sandwich they wanted before everything ran out. And, you know, that really hasn't been the case in over a decade at least. So this change to 24/7 doesn't really change that lunch atmosphere all that much.
Okay, so I you know, you had a late night out listening to some Texas music or something, and in the old days, what you'd hit Whataburger maybe, and if you got lucky, you might find a 24/7 Taco Cabana or something. I don't know. This seems like a very logical thing for a barbecue joint. You'd be able to run in and, I don't know, get a chopped brisket sandwich or something as the night became morning. What are they experiencing? I mean, do they have a lot of business with the round-the-clock service?
Well, from the folks that I talked to who worked there, they said that after about 3 o'clock in the morning, it really does drop off. But up until that time, they get a lot of folks in because they're in the medical district. So they have hospitals all around them. They also have Love Field right down the road. So they have these late shifts getting off, the pilots, and also for law enforcement. They said that's one of the most popular places for law enforcement around that area because, you know, you can only have a hamburger and fries every so often.
How does brisket work at 7 in the morning if you're just getting up? Brisket for breakfast, do they have any actual breakfast menu?
Well, I mean, brisket's good any time of the day, but I actually kind of like the Frito pie for breakfast. Now, I did talk to them about maybe adding a fried egg, you know, a fried egg on a sausage sandwich just seems logical. Now, the ownership there did say that they were considering a breakfast menu to put in place here in the near future, but couldn't tell me anything for sure. But all I got when I asked for a fried egg on top of my Frito pie was a sideways look.
So it's a BYOH, bring your own huevos, I suppose, is the way this
that's right,
exactly. This operates. Do you think this is something that could work anywhere but in Dallas, in a district where you have a lot of hospitals, you got an airport, that sort of thing? Is this
a trend, perhaps, given how relatively recent Sonny Bryan's has taken the plunge 24/7?
I don't know if it's so much of a trend that's going to start. I think really they're in a special place in Dallas that allows this to happen. And certainly there are some other neighborhoods like this in the big cities across Texas, but you're not going to find anybody in Lockhart opening up 24/7.
No,
sure.
not this year. But if you're hankering for some barbecue in the wee small hours, Sonny Bryan's 24/7 is the only place in Texas where you're going to find it. And Daniel Vaughn writes all about it at tmbbq.com. He's the barbecue editor of Texas Monthly. Daniel, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.